causes you to walk in psychological mud. Rather, identify yourself with beauty, with love, the Christ in you, and you will ascend the infinite level of your own being and change the circumstances of your life. Your state of awareness, like a magnet, attracts life. Steel, in its demagnetized state, is a whirling mass of electrons, but when the electrons are faced in one direction, the steel is magnetized. You do not add to the steel to make it magnetic or take anything away to demagnetize it. The same principle is true for you. If you can change your world by rearranging your thoughts and having them travel only in one direction, and that is toward the fulfillment of your desire. Watch your reactions to life for any change in the arrangement of your mind which can be detected by self-observation will cause a change in your outer world. It is important to learn to be passive to that which is unlovely and unacceptable to you. In that way, you are awakening the dynamic one within. And when you find your inner being, you will discover that the qualities you condemn in others are really in yourself. Then you will know the secret of forgiveness. For as you forgive yourself, the others are forgiven. All things, not just a few, are made manifest by the light. And everything manifested is light. The moment you consent to a thought, it is made manifest. It could not come into being unless you consented to its expression by being aware of it. The universe moves with motiveless necessity as it has no motive of its own. Rather, it moves under the necessity of manifesting the arrangements of the minds of men. This is teaching you to awaken to your light, and the awakening begins by self-observation. If you have a secret affection for living in the mud of self-pity and condemnation, your world will mirror those feelings. But if you will rearrange your mind and live in the heavenly feeling of harmony and love, your manifested world will change. If today you would spend 5 minutes in uncritical observation of yourself, you would be surprised to discover how deceitful you are. It is a terrible shock, I know, but every shock of this type will let in the light of awareness. And life is an ever-increasing illumination. As the light comes in, you become more and more conscious of who you really are. There is only one cause for the phenomena of life. Only by observing your own consciousness can you discover the cause of what is happening to you. There is no greater tyrant than the belief in a secondary cause. Let that tyrant go by remembering the one and only substance, the only cause which is awareness, and immediately change what you are aware of. Only by observing your reactions to life can you find yourself. Now remember, as long as you react as you do, the same things must confront you. For all that you admit to is made manifest by your consciousness, and everything you manifest is your consciousness. Stop walking through the world in the mud and living in its basement. Your soul is made up of all that you consent to. Lose your soul on one level, and you will find it on a higher level, defined differently. Always examine yourself uncritically. For the moment you become critical, you automatically justify your reactions and associate yourself with the thing observed. Everything is individual. Collective security and collective salvation are terms approached individually. Learn to stand on your own feet and not on the feet of a group. You must free yourself, and the only way to do that is to awaken the Christ in you, who is sound asleep. Think noble thoughts based on noble concepts, and they will pay great dividends, for you will rise in consciousness and transform your world. Give yourself your daily bread by giving yourself the opportunity to remember who you are. Never envy the good fortune of another. Simply appropriate your own. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by changing the ideas